biggest name dropper of them all, the CBJ's Jeff Remmer.
Every single Wednesday this here time, we talk to our guy, television voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets. It's name dropping with Jeff Remmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
Good afternoon, guys.
Every time Elvis really speaks, he always talks about how he wants to be the guy and, you know, he wants to play every single day, which, of course, is not going to happen. That's just not the nature of this game. But he wants more playing time. He was clearly fantastic last night. Do you think he's going to get himself the lion's share of the work moving forward here?
Well, the Blue Jackets are in a situation where they need 2 points every night. And Elvis actually made it clear after the game Sunday in Detroit that he needed to play more. He really wasn't in any rhythm and basically said he wanted to be the number one guy. He came back and backed that up with an outstanding performance. In fact, I give him a lot of the credit for the Blue Jackets win in Tampa last night. John Tortorella was asked what his plans are. Is he going to go back to the goaltending tandem? Currently, Korpisalo is hurt. Again, he didn't back up last night. And I think it's Elvis's net to keep if he continues to play as well and as effective as he did last night. Certainly this weekend, the Blue Jackets have back-to-backs in Florida, so that might be a situation if Korpisalo is healthy enough to play, although in the last set of backups, why we saw Elvis play both ends of the back-and-backs against Detroit. But the Jackets need wins, and if Korpisalo is hurt, number one, and more importantly, if Elvis continues to play the way he does, I suspect he'll be the guy in the nets here for the foreseeable future, as long as the Blue Jackets continue to win.
This is kind of more of a, I guess, broader philosophical question when it comes to the roster and the moves that may happen at the deadline, Rims, but where do you think the team is right now as far as Yarmo's thinking when it comes to game to game, week to week? You know, you had a couple bad games in Detroit. That, in my mind, should have sealed the deal on what they're doing at the trade deadline. But then, you know, they go out last night and they get a W. If they were to do that a couple more times in a row here, I'm just saying, do you think Yarmo is sitting there looking at that week, you know, day to day, going up and down and back up? Or is he kind of already set on what he's going to do either way?
I don't think he's set. I think these games here, and I said it last week, I think these games are awfully important. The two games with Tampa, certainly tomorrow night we'll see Vasilevsky as opposed to McElhinney. And then you go into Florida, and they're playing lights out right now. And Sergei Bobrovsky all of a sudden has found the Bobrovsky A game. So, yeah, I mean, if the Jackets are able to continue to win games and stay in the hunt, again, they're just 3 points back, 19 games to go. I think it could go either way. The trading deadline is not till a week Monday, and I think we'll have a better and clearer picture after these games against Tampa tomorrow and Tampa next Tuesday and Thursday in Columbus, as well as the two games this weekend against Florida.
Name dropping with Jeff Remmer, brought to you by Remmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the Airport. Would you like to talk to us about your friends, Rims?
Boy, would I ever. I was out seeing the boys this week. You guys are laughing. And the cars are moving out at Buyers Imports. But at the same time, they're looking for cars. And they want to buy your cars. Oh. In fact, Boone Hall, who runs the collection right now, to get additional cars on the lot, they'll pay you top dollar.
And what if I have a dead body in my trunk? Will that increase the value or hurt the value?
Well, I can't comment on that because I'm not the guy buying the cars. That's something you'd have to take to Boone Hall and ask him. But he would like to see your car with or without bodies in the back seat or the trunk. And he's willing to give you top dollar. They need cars. And whether you're trading your car in or not, if you want to make a trade, they'll still give you a top dollar for your car.
Rims, so, are you saying at the...
head to buyers.
Are you saying
at the airport.
Yeah, are you saying at the trade-in deadline they are both buyers and sellers? Ah, look at that.
One last question before we get to name-dropping. Which team, and you can't say the Blue Jackets, what team in this division has surprised you the most, good or bad?
Florida, the Panthers, without a doubt. I did not expect them to be anywhere near the top of the division. And they've got a pretty good chance here still to win the division. And they are certainly the team that has surprised me the most. Carolina, we expected them to be a good team. They're playing better as well. I was a little suspect on their goaltending, but Nedeljkovic, the Ohio product, has come through and he's played very well. So, yeah, they'd be a second to Carolina. And the Blue Jackets have surprised me, maybe on the flip side.
I just said you can't answer the Blue Jackets.
Well, I am, because I'm disappointed, as we all
I know,
are, that they're fighting for their playoff lives. But understand, they still have a chance and a solid chance to make it.
Okay, give me some name dropping. What do you have?
Well, again, COVID such as it is, you don't get out to meet too many people. But I did get a phone call Sunday afternoon. All right. I and Jody were watching the game as opposed to televising the second game in the back-to-backs with Detroit. After the first period, which was a very bad period Sunday after what happened certainly on Saturday, I get a phone call. Take a guess who called.
Dougie?
No. Second guess. Final guess.
Well, Bobby Orr, I'm out. What do you have?
Bobby Orr.
Oh, good Lord.
Sitting there, watching the game, and all of a sudden the phone rings. And I know it's Bobby because it's a coded phone number. And he says, Rims, what is wrong? I expected so much more from this team. He also represents a couple of players on the team. So he was a little disappointed, as we all were.
Man, are you negative today? Jesus.
Wow, look at that.
I need your help, guys.
Big victory last night. Elvis standing on his head. I thought you'd be ready to go leading the cup parade, and instead you're just crapping all over everybody.
I'm not crapping over anybody. I need your help here. I've got a bit of a problem.
What?
You guys asked me about appetizers. I cut myself shaving, and I'm getting set to go out for dinner here with Jody. And I can't stop the bleeding. Any ideas what I can do?
Is he taking a shot at you because now you've cut yourself, Mike? Is that what's happening?
Is that why you're making fun of me because I cut myself before the show?
No, I'm serious.
I cut myself on glass before the show. Where did you cut yourself?
My neck.
You know, jugular?
I'm bleeding out as we speak.
River, get some help, man. Get off the phone with us. Call emergency. Call something.
I'm pale.
And by the way, now that the fan store has officially opened, when are we going to do a name dropping with Jeff Rimmer t-shirt?
As soon as you just sort of sign away all the rights to that, because I know that we'll do one and be like, where's my cut? Give me money.
I like how Rimmer is bleeding out, but he had a chance before he goes to say, can I get my face on some merch? That's the last request of a dying man. He's just like, I might not be here tomorrow with this bleeding out of the cut, but I'm going to ask for this before I go.
Well, I'm sure you're going to a nice fancy place. I'm sure they won't mind if you're just bleeding right there at the table.
I did try toothpaste, but it doesn't seem to be working.
Toothpaste? Is that a thing?
Well, doesn't Joe? You're going out with Jody, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't have something that can help you?
Actually, you know, he's certainly had his share of fights over the years.
That's what I'm saying. He's done like surgery on himself over the years. He can help you.
Remember, you got to go get super glue or something. Toothpaste isn't going to do anything. You're not spackling a wall or, you know, filling in a nail hole. You got to cut on your skin. You got to take drastic measures here, buddy. Come on.
I thought you guys would help me, but obviously you're just trying to make fun of the situation.
Oh, super glue.
Are you going to have some French onion soup tonight?
No, I thought I'd go, and why don't you give me an idea on an appetizer? Because I was thinking, again, as I told you last week, going with a shrimp cocktail to start things off, then followed by a Caesar salad, and how about a big steak tonight?
That's right. You want to actually get it cooked properly tonight, or are you going to get it cooked until it's dead twice, like you normally do?
No, I like it Pittsburgh, though.
Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh is burnt on the outside and actually rare on the inside. You just like it burnt.
No. I like it medium. Medium push to well.
Medium push.
Medium push to well. All right, we got to go. Stop it. Leanna's going to kill us. See you later. Enjoy your dinner. Enjoy bleeding.
Don't
out.
Die, Rims. Get your blood work done. Whatever. Get that all fixed up. Don't get that.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.